I'm Joe Palca. President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security.
We've encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
His remarks were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing outgoing from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
The president-elect's remarks came after he was briefed by members of the national security and defense teams and advisors, including his nominees for Secretary of State, Defense, and Homeland Security. And something that has been considered unthinkable over the last 4 years, it appears that the Republicans and Democrats are going to join together to override a President Donald Trump veto. Sagar Magani from Associated Press has this report.
The Senate will now decide whether to grant President Trump's demand that Americans get bigger virus relief checks. After bipartisan House approval to increase the checks from $600 to $2,000.
Republicans have a choice. Vote for this legislation or vote to deny the American people the bigger paychecks they need.
But it's unclear whether Republican senators will heed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plea. They've shown little interest in more spending and now face a difficult vote to either back or defy the president, potentially a final showdown between him and the GOP he now leads before a new Congress is sworn in this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. And yet another Senate override is in the offing, maybe. The Democratic-controlled House voted overwhelmingly to override President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill, setting the stage for what would be the first veto override of his presidency. House members voted 322-87 on Monday to override the veto, well above the two-thirds needed to override. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Congressman Adam Smith says there was nothing objectionable in the bill and that President Trump issued a veto for political reasons only.
It is enormously important that we pass this bill. We did it once. Let's just do it one more time, and then we can all go home for the year. We can be done, and we can be proud of what we have accomplished. I urge members to vote in favor of this bill, to do what we did just a couple weeks ago. Show the country that the legislative branch can still do its job.
The Senate, which is expected to vote on the override this week, also needs to approve it by a two-thirds majority. The president rejected the defense bill last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claims were biased against him during his failed reelection campaign. The president also opposes language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate soldiers. Lebanese students clashed with police in protests in Beirut. They protested against the fast deteriorating economic situation in the country. The demonstration was held in front of the Lebanese American University in Hamra, where in recent weeks, a protest was held against the increase in the dollarization of tuition fees. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have already lost their jobs in a worsening economic crisis exacerbated by the coronavirus outbreak. Iran has begun human trials on a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has ordered a police to set up a special committee to find and probe government officials abetting the country's human trafficking rings after a COVID-19 outbreak he has blamed on illegal migrants. But rights groups doubt the campaign will do much to break the links that smuggling networks have forged with corrupt local officials over many years and consider the effort more show than substance. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.